She called out his name, kissing the golden skin of his sun-warm chest. Please, more. He called her Shihali. Half-fey. It was an identity she was still coming to terms with. His body was so familiar. It fit with hers so well that Fey felt he'd been made for her. His muscular arms and strong, rangy torso, with its tattoo of a kelpie, a Scottish water horse, that reared from his waist to his neck. Kelpies were creatures from myth, yet Fey had first-hand experience of them now. She'd learnt that the fairy realms were as real and as dangerous as the ecstasy she enjoyed when she was with Finn Bather, fairy king of Murias. She'd fallen in love with him once, but it was over now, or so she thought. Rav rolled over and draped his arm over her, waking her from her erotic dream. It was so sudden that she didn't know where she was for a moment. Being jolted back into the ordinary world was painful. Her heart yearned for Finn, and her body demanded its satisfaction. "You were calling out something. A name," Rav murmured sleepily. "Her boyfriend. Rav, who was honest and decent, and who loved her." She sighed and turned towards him, stroking his body, not wanting her pleasure to end so abruptly. "Mmm," he said, still mostly asleep. "Rav, wake up." Faye's hands caressed him, lower, lower, until she reached his pajama bottoms. His eyes flickered open a little. "Make love to me," she whispered, kissing him, the heat from Finn's kisses radiating through her body. Still half enmeshed in the dream, she'd forgotten the shadowy nature of her fairy king's love. Faye's waking self knew that Finn Bather was an immoral, selfish being concerned only with his own pleasure, but her unconscious nature remembered only the delicious pleasure he'd enchanted her with, a lassitude of erotic delight he cast over her like a silk robe. A thousand of his kisses on her skin wasn't enough. Halfway between dream and reality, Faye's desire for Rav merged with her desire for Finn. But perhaps most of all, the desire to forget. Faye craved the lulling effect of being in the fairy kingdom of Murias. She wanted the abandonment of knowing nothing but desire and its satisfaction. She didn't want to have to struggle with the two sides of herself, half fairy and half human, light and shadow. She tried, and failed, to reconcile one to the other. How much easier it would be to forget everything and be only breath and pleasure. "No, no, no." She made Rav lie under her and straddled him in the light of early morning, which was beginning to cast twisted shadows in the bedroom. He moaned softly when she took him inside her and began to move rhythmically, pursuing her climax. Rav reached for her breasts. She leaned forward. The spiraling pleasure that had begun in the dream returned, and the need for satisfaction roared in her body. She closed her eyes, and Finn's perfect face appeared before her eyes. When her hands stroked Rav's chest, it was Finn's toned, well-muscled flesh they remembered. Her pleasure grew and grew, and the erotic dream of fairy returned. Faye remembered the silk dress she wore, cut to the waist, exposing her breasts. She remembered the feel of the material on her skin, and she remembered the night at the masked ball, when, delirious from the fairy food and wine, and from the desire that flowed in her veins, she and Finn had made love in front of an audience of fey creatures. At the time, it had seemed as though their pleasure fed their audience, and vice versa. As Faye felt her climax come, she was only half in the ordinary world. Half of her was in Murias, making love to Finn, who could exploit every feeling of pleasure in her, with his breath, with his tongue, with his fingers, and with the ardour that seemed never to come to an end. As Rav started to cry out in pleasure, her orgasm rocked her. Yet it was Finn Bather she cried out for in her mind, and had to bite her lip to stop herself screaming for. It was for Finn that she ground her hips as she came, hard and deep and hot. It was her fairy lover that was with her, his mouth hot on hers. Rav was just a body, a substitute in that moment. "You have not forgotten me." Finn was there, behind her eyes. Perhaps she conjured him in her lovemaking. The fairy king had forbidden her from ever returning to Murias, the fairy realm of water, because of her betrayal, because she chose a human lover over him.